Hi, this is episode 163 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thanks for being here today. I'm glad you're here. Today we're in the book of Acts, chapter 20, reading from the God's Word translation. Let's begin. Acts, chapter 20. When the uproar was over, Paul sent for the disciples, encouraged them, said goodbye, and left for Macedonia. He went through that region and spoke many words of encouragement to the people. Then he went to Greece and stayed there for 3 months. When Paul was going to board a ship for Syria, he found out that the Jews were plotting to kill him, so he decided to go back through Macedonia. Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy, and Tychius and Trophimus from the province of Asia accompanied Paul. All these men went ahead and were waiting for us in Troas. After the festival of unleavened bread, we boarded a ship at Philippi. 5 days later, we joined them in Troas and stayed there for 7 days. On Sunday, we met to break bread. Paul was discussing scripture with the people. Since he intended to leave the next day, he kept talking until midnight. Many lamps were lit in the upstairs room where we were meeting. A young man named Eutychus was sitting in a window. As Paul was talking on and on, Eutychus was gradually falling asleep. Finally, overcome by sleep, he fell from the third story and was dead when they picked him up. Paul went to him, took him into his arms, and said, "Don't worry, he's alive." Then Eutychus went upstairs again, broke the bread, and ate. Paul talked with the people for a long time until sunrise and then left. The people took the boy home. They were greatly relieved that he was alive. We went ahead to the ship and sailed for the city of Azus. At Azus, we were going to pick up Paul. He had made these arrangements since he had planned to walk overland to Azus. When Paul met us in Azus, we took him on board and went to the city of Mytilene. We sailed from there. On the following day, we approached the island of Chios. The next day, we went by the island of Samos, and on the next day, we arrived at the city of Miletus. Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus to avoid spending time in the province of Asia. He was in a hurry to get to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost, if that was possible. From Miletus, Paul sent messengers to the city of Ephesus and called the spiritual leaders of the church to meet with him in Miletus. When they were with him, he said to them, "You know how I spent all my time with you from the first day I arrived in the province of Asia. I humbly served the Lord, often with tears in my eyes. I served the Lord during the difficult times I went through when the Jews plotted against me. I didn't avoid telling you anything that would help you, and I didn't avoid teaching you publicly and from house to house. I warned Jews and Greeks to change the way they think and act and to believe in our Lord Jesus. I am determined to go to Jerusalem now. I don't know what will happen to me there. However, the Holy Spirit warns me in every city that imprisonment and suffering are waiting for me. But I don't place any value on my own life. I want to finish the race I'm running. I want to carry out the mission I received from the Lord Jesus, the mission of testifying to the good news of God's kindness. Now, I know that none of you whom I told about the kingdom of God will see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am not responsible for the spiritual death of any of you. I didn't avoid telling you the whole plan of God. Pay attention to yourselves and to the entire flock in which the Holy Spirit has placed you as bishops, to be shepherds for God's church which He acquired with His own blood. I know that fierce wolves will come to you after I leave, and they won't spare the flock. Some of your own men will come forward and say things that distort the truth. They will do this to lure disciples into following them. So be alert. Remember that I instructed each of you for 3 years, day and night, at times with tears in my eyes. I am now entrusting you to God and to His message that tells how kind He is. That message can help you grow and can give you the inheritance that is shared by all of God's holy people. I never wanted anyone's silver, gold, or clothes. You know that I worked to support myself and those who were with me. I have given you an example that by working hard like this, we should help the weak. We should remember the words that the Lord Jesus said, "Giving gifts is more satisfying than receiving them." When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with all of them. Everyone cried a lot as they put their arms around Paul and kissed him. The thought of not seeing Paul again hurt them most of all. Then they took Paul to the ship. May God bless the reading of His Word. For me, the thing that stands out here in Acts 20 is where Paul says, I want to finish the race that I'm running. I want to carry out the mission I received from the Lord Jesus, the mission of testifying to the good news of God's kindness. Paul had already been on the receiving end of quite a lot of persecution, and the Holy Spirit told him that in every city, imprisonment and suffering was waiting for him. Yet he was determined to run and finish the race. I want to have that kind of determination too. I want, when my race is over and I stand before God, to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." To me, that will be a glorious day, and I'll do whatever it takes. I'll go through any trial to hear those words. How about you? As time winds down, and I believe we're in the final days, living for Jesus is not going to get any easier. We look at the news today and we see how persecution against believers around the world is growing. One of the most important things we can do is to decide before persecution comes to us what we will do when we look it in the face. That's one of the reasons we're told in Scripture that we will face trials. God wants us to know that things aren't going wrong when those times come. He wants us to know, rather, that it's part of His plan, and He wants us to prepare mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Psalms 81, 82, and 83 are on the docket for tomorrow. Join me? You may have noticed in today's reading that there were some unusual names. They might have tripped me up if it hadn't been for my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. It was a 2-year project that I did while recording the Douay Rheims Audio Bible. Every name in the Bible is in there from every English translation. You can have a copy of it today if you'll go to easybiblenamesguide.com. It's an ebook in PDF format, or you can get a Kindle version from Amazon, and it's also available from the Google Play Store. Just search for Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. It's a great way to enhance your own enjoyment when reading the Bible in your personal study time, or if you have to read the Bible publicly. Check it out. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.